The presidential candidates are preparing for their first debate this week. On Friday Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep spoke to President Bush's campaign manager. Today, John Kerry's campaign manager.
The president's campaign manager, Ken Melman, speaks fast and rarely strays from his campaign's message. His counterpart at the Kerry campaign speaks more slowly and quietly, but with similar determination. Mary Beth Cahill met us in a conference room at the Kerry headquarters in Washington. Just around the corner, television monitors were pumping in news and speeches to the campaign staff. For the next few days, much of that news will be about the first presidential debate. After intense negotiations, Cahill and John Kerry agreed that the first debate will focus on President Bush's strongest issue.
I think that it was very important to President Bush that the first debate be on foreign policy. That was something that they pushed for very hard. Obviously, the debate commission wanted the first one to be on domestic affairs. Senator Kerry is happy to discuss any subject with President Bush.
Well, we're talking about tactics here, but I wonder if there's a substantive point here as well, in that the Bush campaign plainly feels that if this election is decided on issues of national security, the president may have an advantage. Does your campaign feel differently, John Kerry's campaign?
We want this campaign to be about the real issues that are in front of the American people. Iraq is definitely one of them. And then we'll move on to the economy. We'll move on to health care. We'll move on to education, the things that matter to a lot of people in this country. But, you know, President Bush and his campaign have really not been addressing the real issues in Iraq.
Your campaign has begun describing Iraq as a quagmire. Is that a fair term to use, and why begin using it now?
Well, I think that we've committed $200 billion of the United States money, taxpayers' money, to this conflict. And it does not seem as though the president has any plan to get us out of there. And the Bush administration has not trained Iraqis, as they said they would, in order to make the country more secure to allow elections to go forward.
One of the things that Senator Kerry has said repeatedly is that he would speed up the training of Iraqi forces. That's one of the ways he says that he would get some American forces and eventually all American forces out of the country. The White House has also said that it would attempt to speed up the training of Iraqi forces. And the major criticism of the administration's plan is it takes a certain amount of time to build an army from scratch. It's hard to speed up that process. What makes you think the change in the White House could change what is actually possible for military trainers to do on the ground?
Well, actually, I think that some of the people who have done the most of this around the world are the Irish and the French. And that if we could draw them into this, helping us train Iraqi nationals, that would be a huge step in the right direction. But they won't do it as long as we have the leadership that we have right now.
Should Americans think first about national security when deciding how to vote in November?
I think, obviously, how we're going to make the nation safer is a primary question. And I think that that is something that Americans will look at. But then we'll turn to keeping jobs in this country, something that is of a great interest to most voters, paying for health care. The health care premiums are going up astronomically. You would never know that these were real issues by watching what the Bush campaign talks about.
Why do you think economic issues like the ones you just raised have not received more attention or gotten more traction in the campaign?
I think, obviously, that Iraq is on the evening news every night. It's on the front page of the paper. It's a very unstable situation where a lot of Americans are in peril. And so that is taking a lot of the nation's attention. But just this last month, Ohio lost 11,000 jobs. They've lost 270,000 jobs over the course of the Bush administration. These are very real issues to the people who live in the battleground states, and that's what they want the candidates to discuss.
People tell pollsters they are concerned about those issues, but something else has happened in recent polls, and that is that particularly with women voters, a lot of them who would normally support Democrats are saying, I am concerned about economic issues, but I'm more concerned about national security, and maybe I'm leaning toward President Bush as a result of that. Why do you think that's happening?
You know, I think that women voters, as all Americans, were very affected by the images of the school children in Beslan in Russia. But I know from past work on women voters, a great many of them will decide relatively late. A lot of undecided voters are women voters, and they're going to take a step back. They're listening to John Kerry. They're listening to the fact that he has a plan on Iraq and security. They're going to watch the debates. And the fact that he is addressing the issues that they care about at home will matter a great deal as they go to the voting booth or vote by mail.
When you look at what's happening in the state of Ohio right now, critical swing state, mm-hmm. what do you see?
I see a great organization. Senator Edwards, Senator Kerry, Mrs. Hines Kerry, and Elizabeth Edwards are there all the time. And the 9/11 widows who have endorsed Senator Kerry because they don't feel as though President Bush has tried to make this country safer will be traveling to Ohio. We have a group of mothers of soldiers serving in Iraq who are traveling. Actually, they have 30 stops in the next week who will be in Ohio.
It's really interesting that we were just talking about the fact that the women's vote is not where the Kerry campaign would like it to be. Part of the reason might be because of women's concerns about security, and you're talking about 9/11 widows and mothers of
yes.
children in Iraq. That's
yes.
not an accident.
No, it isn't. And the thing is, there are obviously a group of women who lost their husbands in 9/11 who came to us because they had to push the Bush administration to impanel the 9/11 Commission, which the administration resisted every step of the way.
And one of the places they're going is Ohio.
Is Ohio.
We're talking about. It's a state where Senator Kerry has been trailing in surveys. Can Senator Kerry win the election if he loses the state of Ohio?
Senator Kerry is not going to lose the state of Ohio. I feel very strongly that we have a great organization there, and I wouldn't believe every poll that you read.
You have a confident-looking smile on your face.
I do.
You want to give me a specific reason for that confidence?
I have a lot of belief in John Kerry as a candidate. I've been with him before in Iowa when he came from behind, when people did not expect him to win. And he's in a fighting stance. That's when John Kerry does best.
You do get to a point, though, of course, in a campaign where money is tight. You have to make decisions. You have to abandon some states inevitably.
Mm-hmm.
Are you determined to stay with Ohio and spend television advertising money in Ohio all the way through the election, no matter what?
Absolutely. More to the point, the Kerrys and the Edwardses will be there all the time.
Mary Beth Cahill, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mary Beth Cahill is John Kerry's campaign manager. Steve spoke last week with President Bush's campaign manager.